USA News. I'm Jerry Marmash. The end is near for the oldest living former president.
Former President Jimmy Carter is going to be receiving hospice care at his Georgia home. After a series of short hospital stays, the former president has decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family. A statement from his foundation went on to say that Carter will receive hospice care instead of any additional medical intervention. The Carter family is asking for privacy at this time. I'm John Schaefer.
The U.S. military and Syrian Democratic Forces conducted a helicopter raid in eastern Syria early Saturday, capturing an ISIS official, CNN reported. No civilians or Americans were injured, U.S. Central Command said. The U.S. response to a recent Chinese surveillance balloon is being called hysterical. That's according to the top Chinese diplomat who spoke at the annual Munich Security Conference on Saturday. He reiterated the balloon that was shot down over the Atlantic Ocean earlier this month was an unmanned civilian airship that had been blown off course. The U.S. is officially calling off the search for debris from the three unidentified objects shot down by the military last weekend. The Pentagon says it didn't find anything after fighter jets downed the objects in remote areas of Alaska, Canada, and the Great Lakes. President Biden says it's likely the objects belong to private companies and were not connected to China's spy program. Nine children are being treated at hospitals after gunmen opened fire at a Columbus, Georgia gas station. Police Chief Freddie Blackman called it a senseless crime.
As I always say, it takes our entire community to combat gun violence in our city, especially when it involves children.
The wounded range in age from 5 to 17 years old. The death toll has surpassed 46,000 in Turkey and Syria from the earthquake that impacted the region earlier this month. This is USA News.
Remember customer service? Yeah, it's almost a lost art. Almost, because actually MediShare is nailing it when it comes to caring for their members. No wonder MediShare gets double the satisfaction rating compared to health insurance. Imagine, you get to talk to actual people. And they're for you.
We're all here for the same thing. We want what's best for the members.
How am I going to help this member today that has come across my desk? How am I going to make sure that what they need is what they get and as fast as possible?
So, yeah, you'll love the savings with MediShare. There's no doubt about that. But the way you're treated is just plain refreshing.
To be able to pray with them before actually disconnecting that call, you just get goosebumps. And you know it's God, you know, just leading you to that person.
So you can save a lot. But as always, it's people who make the difference. Call now. They are great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Vice President Kamala Harris says Russia will be held accountable for war crimes in Ukraine. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference on Saturday, Harris told the gathering the U.S. has examined the evidence.
To all those who have perpetrated these crimes, and to their superiors who are complicit in these crimes, you will be held to account.
Harris said there is no doubt Russian forces engaged in, quote, horrendous atrocities, including acts of murder, torture, and rape. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman will be hospitalized for a few weeks as he gets treated for clinical depression, a senior aide to the first-term Democrat told NBC News. Fetterman voluntarily checked himself into Walter Reed Medical Center to receive treatment this week. Fetterman suffered a stroke during last year's campaign run. SpaceX was busy with back-to-back launches on Friday.
They pulled off two successful attempts within 9 hours. A Falcon 9 rocket launched a satellite into space under the stars from Cape Canaveral, carrying a satellite for a British communications company.
Engine full power and liftoff of Falcon 9 and Inmarsat. Go Falcon, go Inmarsat.
Earlier in the day, SpaceX launched another payload carrying more than 50 Starlink satellites into orbit from Vandenberg Space Force Base. There are more than 3,200 of these small satellites currently in low Earth orbit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.